Okay. Start off with Gimel Beis, Rosen, 12 lines up from the bottom. Nima Kitanai. So yesterday we had a machlokus between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, essentially stating whether or not Trumas Hadeshen is an avoda. And if it's avoda, will it require them to wear the big day kuna, the four begadim? Right. So Nima Kitanai. Let's say maybe that the following machlokus between Tanayim is a source for the machlokus between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So we have the following brisa. Right, the pasuk says by Trumas Hadeshen, "V'lavash haKohen mido bad u'mitlis ebad yavash al bisaro." So the Gemara asks, "Matam lomar yilbash?" Whereas the pasuk could have said, the pasuk simply said, "V'lavash kohen mido bad u'mitlis ebad al bisaro." What does the extra yilbash come to add? Makes pasuk make sense without the word yilbash?
Wouldn't it make sense the other way? Yilbash, the question al bisaro should be the extra.
No, but Al Bisaro is coming to teach me that there's nothing that it goes first. The Vasha Kohen and Mikhlis Sebad Al Bisaro. The Kohen should wear the Mikhlis Sebad out on his body. I mean, that goes first. Why is it says Yilbash once, but Lavash he should wear it, and then Yilbash he should wear. It's double, it's redundant. So, Matam Aloba Yilbash, what does the word Yilbash come to teach you? Lahavi, right, Tanakam over here says, Lahavi, this is going to be Rabbi Yehuda, Lahavi, Mitznefes, Ba'avnes, Laharama. It comes to, Yilbash comes to include the two other articles of clothing. Meaning you had, the Pasuk already mentioned two, and the Yilbash comes to include Mitznefes, Ba'avnes, to have the other two. So you see right away that for Chumash Hadeshin you need four. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Dosa Omer, Rabbi Dosa says, no, Lerabos, Big Day Kohen Gadol, B'Yom Kippurim, Shekshem Kohen Hedjot. Rabbi Dosa has a different limud. His limud is that we're going to add, Yilbash means to add that the begadim that the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur, they're kosher for a Kohen Hedjot to wear during the rest of the year. That's what he learns out from the word Yilbash. Right away, you see that's the machlokas. But the Brisa now brings a third shita, what the word Yilbash means. Omer Rebbe says, stay Shuvish Badavar. I got a problem with Rabbi Dosa on two fronts. Number one, Chada, the Avneto Shekohen Gadol, lo zehu Avneto Shekohen Gadol. How can you tell me that the Kohen Hedjot can wear the clothing that the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur if the Avnet is made of different material? Because he holds that the Avnet on Yom Kippur, everyone agrees, is made from linen, and the Avnet of the Kohen Hedjot is made from Semer Pishtit. So that's number one. Number two, but Od, how's it possible that you could go from wearing it to a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur and go down to a Kohen Hedjot on a regular day? But Od, begadim shenishtamashta, b'hei b'kedusha chamura, tishtamash b'kedusha kala? You already used it for, you went to lefnai lefnim, and now you're going to use it just for a stam Kohen? So Ela matam lo yilbash, what does yilbash mean according to Rabbi? L'rabos es hashechakim. We saw this before, it comes to include the old clothing, provided they're not ripped. They can be used for all avodas. He actually says, "L'rabo shachakim shekshem l'chol avoda u'bilvad shelo yimakri mikurayin." They can't. They're not going to be ripped, right? B'achi kam b'zvachim va'az Rabbi Dosa l'tamei Rabbi Dosa goes l'shitaso, right? Lo shayach hachel meimar daikula milsag agronisba. He didn't have to say it over here, but what we're saying right now is it's just for completion. It's not what we need here, right? The pasuk says v'yinicham sham. This is by the begadim of the Kohen Gadol by Yom Kippur. Milame to unim gniza that they require gniza. Rabbi Dosa Omer no. Reuven him the Kohen Hedjot. Umat hablomer v'yinicham sham. And what does v'yinicham sham mean? Shelo yistamish behang with Yom Kippur nacher. This means that the Kohen Gadol you can't use it again on Yom Kippur, but it can be used for the Kohen Hedjot. So Rabbi Dosa shitaso. But akoponim we see that Rabbi Yehuda says from the word yilbash that Yimachayev, the Mitznefe, and the Avneit, which are the two articles of clothing that were missing from the Pasuk, Yimachayev to wear the Mitznefe, the Avneit, the Trumas Hadeshen, which means you have to wear all four, so Trumas Hadeshen is Avoda. And Rabbi Dosa and Rebbe say from Yilbash, we learn something else, which would mean that Bignei Kahuna are not necessarily for the Trumas Hadeshen, because not learning it out, then you need the all four for Trumas Hadeshen. So my love, how come you so isn't this the Machlokas? Demar, meaning Rabbi Yehuda, who learns from the word Yilbash, that the Kohen has to wear all four begadim, Sarav Odehi. He holds that's like a Vodahi, he holds like Rabbi Yochanan. And Umar, Rabbi Dosa, who does not learn this drasha, and even Rabbi doesn't learn this drasha, Sarav Lava Vodahi. He says it's not a Vodah, because you don't need all four, and he'll hold like Reish Lakish. Umar says no. Well, Kule Alma Sovim Avodahi. Everyone holds it's an Avodah, and you need the Dal begadim. The only machlokas is whether or not the Dal begadim, whether or not you need Dal begadim, you need to learn that from a Pasuk, or it's clear without the Pasuk. Right? But how come you have to be Mar? I mean, Rabbi Yehuda Savar Tzrich Chalei Rebuyei. We need the pasuk. Umar, Rabbi Dosa Savar Lo Tzrich Chalei Rebuyei. We don't need the pasuk. Right, we know it by itself. Once you have two listed, you have to have. What are you going to use two for? Two begotten for. Once two are listed, all are included. What? Right, so that's it. You're done. So you have it. You don't have to do it. And therefore, the pasuk of Yilbash, the word of Yilbash, is left over for another drasha. According to Yehuda, you need the drasha in the pasuk, and therefore Yilbash is not extraneous anymore because I need that for the drasha. Okay. Boy, Rabbi Avin. Rabbi Avin had the following shayla. Hadeshen bekama. When you do shumas hadeshen, when you take off from the pile, when you take off the hadeshen, how much do you have to take off? So, mitshumas meiser yafin alei. Do we learn shumas hadeshen from shumas meiser? And therefore, you would need a tenth of what's on the pile to measure and take a tenth. Oh, mitshumas midjan yafin la. Or do we learn it out from the truma that was taken by the army at the war against Midjan at the end of Parshas Bamidbar, which was over there, according to Rashi, was one in 500. Right? That basically, because that's where it says harama. That's where the word harama is used. So the answer is, we learn it from a different place. We learn it from A or B, now we learn it from C. Tashma, that is the Tani Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya learned in the Braisa. Nemar Khan, it says by Chumas Hadeshen, the Harim, right? It says, Vehirim as Hadeshen. The Nemar Lahalan, it says by a Korban Mincha, it says, Vehirim Yemenu Bikumto. So Harim, you're going to have a Hekesh. Malahalan, just by the Mincha, it's Kumto. You have to have a Komitzvah, that's the size. Avkan, so too, by the Chumas Hadeshen, the Shear is Kumto, the Komit size of the Hadeshen. Rashi points out right away, can't be bidiyuk a komets because you can't do kmitza on the deshen because it's hot. It'll burn you. So you got to estimate. So it's going to be a little more. By komets, it has to be exact. Okay. Right? Rashi says, Tashma, dimitrumas, dimeharamas komets of finala, lo yivchot me omen miloha komets. It can't be any less. Vimratza lohosif yosef. But if you want to add, you can add. Talekala meimer dafka kamar. You can't say specific exactly. Talo esha lishot beremets gecholim rotachas vedo the komets. You can't get that exact amount. You pour it with your hand. And the Rashash asks, okay, so why don't you make a mold and make the shovel as big as the Cohen's hand? How many shovels are you gonna have? Hundreds of shovels now, because who says that the same Cohen is doing the Trumas Hadeshen all the time? It says there's practical reasons not. So you just do with the shovel, and whatever, as long as you get more than a Cohen's, that's fine. Right, so I'm bigger hands than others. So you'd have to have a different shovel for each one. Okay, now we're starting a new sugya. The sugya is a zar, a non kohen or apostle kohen doing the avoda. So you know that's usher. A couple, right? So it has to be an avoda. Now the question though is, the zar does it, is he chayav misa? So that depends on other factors. So basically, you have three levels. You have something that's not an avoda, or like shrik lav avodahi. A czar can do that. You have something that isn't a voda. The czar is not allowed to do it, but if he does it, it's just a lav. And you have other things, which mean machlokas now, the other things that the czar does, the avoda, is chayav misa. So, right, the pasuk says, Amar Rav. Rav says, arba avodos, czar chayav alav misa. There are four avodos for which a czar, if he performs those avodos, would be chayav misa. Number one, zrika, throwing blood. We'll see later on that it means more than just throwing blood from a carbon. It's other bloods also, from a mitzora, from other things, right? The haktara, burning things on the mizbeach, not just emurim, but anything gets burnt on the mizbeach. Nisa chamayim, pouring the water out on chag sukkos. And nisa chayayin, pouring the wine libations during the year. Levi Amar, Levi adds another, adds number five. Af trumas hadeshen, even trumas hadeshen, the czar does a trumas hadeshen, v'chayim misa. V'chayim tani Levi masnisa, and Levi taught in a brisa. Af Trumas Hadeshen, even Trumas Hadeshen is Chayev. So the machlokas between Rav and Levi as to whether or not a czar is Chayev Misa for doing Trumas Hadeshen. So my time in the Rav. So what's the source for Rav? So Rav says the pasuk. Read the pasuk in. It's the pasuk in Bamidbar. Perek Ches. Pasuk says full pasuk. V'atah uvanecha itcha, you and your sons, you Aaron and your sons with you. Tishmeru eskunaschem, guard the kahuna. We hold the var hamizbeach for everything that goes on the mizbeach, only based on the parochas from the heichal to the parochas. Vavatem, and you do the avodas matana etenes kunaschem, and the avoda of giving you'll give to you, right, of placing the hazar krev yumas, and the zar who comes close will die. So they learn out from the words avodas matana. What does that mean? Avodas matana is a niton, to put on. Avodas matana below avodas siluk. The only thing on Zara would be Chayim Misohan is putting something on his Mizbeach, not for removing something on, from the Mizbeach. Therefore, Chumas and Nesher, according to Rav, you're out. But that's removing. And also says, Avadatam, you parse the word, you learn it out, Avodatama, right? Avodatam. Right, avodatam means avodatama, the low avoda shisha chare avoda. It has to be a completion, a completed, an avoda that completes the process. If it's an avoda that they require something else afterwards, there's no chiyav misa. So there's two criteria according to Rav. Number one, it has to be an avoda of nesina, and number two, it has to be an avoda of completion. So therefore, if you look at Rashi, avodatama, he says, avoda shehi gomeres umitamemes es adavar. It completes and fulfills the item. Velo shiyesha chare avoda, not that there's something else afterwards. He goes shchita, for example, shchita, the kabbalah of Allah, zrika. The carbon is shechted, but it's not the completion of the avoda. You still have Allah, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika. Zrika is the end, right? Aval zrika, avoda achrona badam. But zrika is the final blood of avoda. V'chein haktara is also placing things on the mizbeach. V'komitz mincho be'evar mubdarin. Right, those are the final things. Well, last thing you do is burn it. Those things are final, complete, final. They're putting things on the mizbeach, and they are the final step. Now, the Levi, has he add Shumas Hadeshen? Because we learned over here that it only requires, it's only something that you put on. Shumas Hadeshen is something that you remove. The Levi, Rabbi Rachmana, the Torah, added, L'chol Dvar Mizbeach. Right, the Pasuk says, V'atol V'necho Tishmus V'oschem, L'chol Dvar Mizbeach. L'chol Dvar Mizbeach is an inclusion, and he includes that anything on the Mizbeach. So he maintains anything that goes on, anything that deals with the Mizbeach, provided that that's the end. Provided that's the end. So taking something off is also included, because that's also a Mizbeach, an avoda for the Mizbeach.
But this
goes against what we said before. Yeah, it's about Rav and Levi. Yeah. Of course it goes against it. It's an argument. Rav says one way, and Levi says another.
It has to be something that has a completion.
And Levi agrees to that.
But
that's the fault. No, Levi's talking about Haramas and Trumas and Eshras, taking it off. Rashi says, L'rabos, so it comes to include, avodos siluk, to come to include something taking off, im avoda tamahi, if it's a completion, you go in Trumas Hadeshen. So Levi is agreeing to the limud about being avoda tama, but he's disagreeing about whether that it only includes harama.
What do you do with chol dvar mizbeach?
That's what he's learning. That's what he's learning for of siluk. He has to do something.
So he loses that. He uses that for siluk.
He loses that for siluk. That's what Levi's using. That's what he says. That's what Rashi says. L'rabos avoda siluk. That's how Rashi learns it. Okay. So Rav. So Rav says, wait a second. So what does he do l'chol dvar mizbeach? There's definitely a riboy there. So what's he using that for? Rav, hahu lasuye sheva hazos shebifnim shebimetzora. He called dvar mizbeach. It comes to include even the hazos of dam that are done on the paroches for the chatos apnimios. Certain chatos, the blood is sprinkled inside. So that blood also, if a czar does that avoda, he's also chayv misa. I mean, the czar actually walks in there, he's chayv misa. Sometimes I'm not sure what the chemish is. Bechain shebimetzora, and also the part of the seder that was done for the tahara of the metzora was you would bring a log of shemen and the kohen would sprinkle from it, right? So that's also sprinkles. It's so hazah is not just blood; it's anything that's sprinkling. He comes to include that. That's what he learns the chol dvar mizbeach for. Okay, so Levi, who learned the chol dvar mizbeach to include shumas hadeshen, where does he learn sheva hazah spifnim and the metzora? The Levi nafkale midvar v'chol dvar. Right? It says the chol dvar mizbeach instead of. Divar HaMizbeach. I guess from the extra l'chol, he can learn out these things. V'rav, divar v'chol davar lo darish. He doesn't have that drasha. He doesn't make that drasha. Okay, so there's a machlokas now between Rav and Levi as to whether or not, because Zar does, Trumas Hadeshen, is he chayav misa. Okay. So the Ema, now the Gemara is going to ask some questions on the Shita of Levi, which is going to be similar to the question that you asked before. L'chol divar HaMizbeach. We'll get to your question. Number one, he says it's this. Look at the pasuk. If you parse the pasuk, you can end up having a klal prat. And the rule is by klal prat, aim a klal elamashu prat. So the aimah, the pasuk says, l'chol dvar mizbeach, that's a klal. That includes everything. Right? Avodas matana is a prat. That's a singular item, which means something, matana, which means putting on the mizbeach. Avodas matana prat. And klal uprat, aim a klal elamashu prat. And therefore, avodas matana in, just putting something on, yes, that would be chayav misa. But avodas siluk, removing something from the mizbeach, would not be. And therefore, Trumas Hadeshen would be Potter for Misa. You still not allowed to do it, but you're potter for Misa. So why are you learn it? Klal or prat klal? So the Gemara answers, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Ulimi beis la paroches vadatem. Right, the Pasuk basically interrupts. It's an interruption in the Pasuk, right? The Pasuk, where's the klal? It says, L'chol dvar mizbeach. That's the klal. And the prat is, Avodas matana. But in between that, it says, Ulimi beis la paroches vadatem. There's a hefsek in the Pasuk. And that pasuk of Beis LaParochas Vadatem is talking about where? Where's Beis LaParochas? That's in the Heich. That's in the Kodesh Kodesh. So the Levi is going to come and say, no, the Klal Uprat only applies in the Kodesh Kodesh. Only applies to the votos are done inside. Right? He says, Elmi Beis LaParochas, Hu da votos matana velo bevotos siluk? Ha bachot afilo votos siluk? Beis LaParochas is talking about the Kodesh Kodesh. So Levi is going to say, only by Kodesh Kodesh do you have the miut of Avodah Siluk. Right. But outside the Kodshei Kodshim, outside the Kodshei Kodshim, then even Harama, even someone taking something off, would be Chayav Misa. So the Gemara says, wait a second, now this is sort of your question. I hachi va'avadatem nami. Wait a second. What did we learn? We said, it says, Mibesa parochas va'avadatem. And we learned from va'avadatem, it has to be a completion of Avodah. So say the same miut. Only the only qualifications you have are inside. Vavadatam should only be inside, not outside. Where it says, Ihachi vavadatam nami. Almi beis haparochas hu davodatama, velo vodat shesh acharei avoda. Habachot afilo vodat shesh acharei avoda. If you're parsing the pasuk in such a way that the qualification of siluk, right, doesn't apply inside the kachay kachin, So too the qualification of Vodatama should only apply inside the Kachay Kachim. So the Gemara says, no, Levi answers, and these are drushes on Pasuk, Va'avadatem Hada Avikra, the extra Vav in Va'avadatem brings you back. Right, that's what Levi says. The extra Vav brings you back in. It's the Vav, because it's a Vav Amosif, he learns it. It's a Vav Chibur, it's a Vav Amosif al Inyan Rishon, that even the Avodos HaMizbeach Nebuchutz, you have this limud of Va'avadatem. So therefore, according to Levi, how does it work? On avodas that are done inside, you have two qualifications for a zar to be chayav misa. It has to be avodah tama, and it has to be an avodah of matana, not an avodah of siluk. But outside, in the heichal, you only have one qualification. The only qualification is avodah tama. But even avodah siluk is still going to be chayav, so therefore, according to Levi, shurim sadeshin, you still be chayav misa if a zar does it.
I don't know why you still go through. You're not allowed to be there anyway, so you're going
to
get
Nisa. Yeah, so you have to. So they'll be showing him, and the Achronim all deal with each. Maybe someone got in there. It also deals with the Kohen who's Tomei. So maybe he walked in when he was fine, and he can be Kapasa when he's there. So there's no Chiyav Misa for him being there. Okay, so you have to work out the Akimtas where it's not going to be, where the Chiyav Misa would only be for that item. The Achronim all deal with it. Okay. So boy, Rav, the question they asked though, okay, Shurim Sadeshin is Avodah Tama. According to Levi, what do you do after Shumas Hadeshen? You also have to remove the Deshen outside. The Shumas Hadeshen you take off the pile,
right.
And then later on you have to remove the Deshen outside. So there's more work to be done with the Deshen. So how's that Avodah Tama?
Right.
So two answers I saw. Tosfos Shem says,
it's not the same
ash. It's not the same ashes. I take one part of the ashes and I put it into the truma, into the side, and another other ashes that's put over there I take out. In order to be an avodah tama, it has to be with that item. When it comes to the blood, I catch the blood, I walk. It's the same blood that's being used. When it comes to the dash, exactly what Yossi said, it's different. What was the other answer I said? I saw. Oh, the other answer I saw is that haramas dash and mikutz l'machane is a machlokas rishon as to whether or not that's a chiyuv to be done every day. The Rambam says you do it every day. Most Rishonim say no. Only when it gets a big pile that you take it out. So it's not related one to another. Same answer, just a different shkoyach. Okay, so Boi Rava. Rava asks as follows. Okay, we learned about avoda in the regular part of the Beis Hamikdash and inside. What about in the Heichal, in the Kodesh? So Boi Rava, avoda siluk beheichal mahu. What about a removal of avoda? Let's say removal of vazichim. Removing the lechem upon him, which is done in the kodesh. What about that? What does Levi hold about that? Is the kodesh like the kachay kachim, and therefore the qualification applies, and you can't removal doesn't chayav your misa, or is it like outside, which removal is not a qualification? Which way does it go? So vayirava avoda siluk behechul mahu lifnim midamin alei. Do we compare it to the kachay kachim, and you're not chayim misa by voda siluk, olechutz bedamim lei, or do we compare it to outside, and you would be chayim misa for voda siluk, just like truma deshen is removal, so too if you remove something in the kodesh, you would be chayim misa. So hadar pashta, Rava goes back and answers, he says, it says, mi base la paroches, right, and it says, mi base uli mi base. There's an extra ule mi base. The extra ule comes to include that the kodesh is like the kachi kachin. And therefore, according to Levi, based on what Rava says, that if there's an avoda of harama, of removal, from inside the kodesh, and that's a completion of any avoda, you still be chayim misa if a zar does it. The only time you have the qualification of matana and not siluk is outside, according to Levi. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Elameyata. Now we're going to ask a few questions. Elameyata. According to Rava, who had, if this is the case, the Gemara says, Elamiyata, Zar shes sider es ha-shulchan. Let's say a Zar gets in, for whatever, however he gets in, and he prepares the shulchan for the lechem upon him. He sider es ha-shulchan, meaning he puts the bread on the lechem upon him. Well, then, l'chayiv. He should be chayiv misa. Okay, so if he should be chayiv misa, why is the not in the list? Right, because let's figure it out. According to Levi, according to what Rava says, if you're inside the Kodesh, even if it's a hanacha, I guess the question, all of them.
Yeah, it's hanacha. He brings it in. He puts it on.
Right, so he puts it on, so he should be chayim misa. So the Gemara says, no, because ikasidah bezichin. No, it's not the end. It's not the last part. Because you still have to be massaged the bezichin of the levona on the shulchan. So the Gemara says, okay. So the guy who's massaged the bezichin. So if a zar is besar of zichin, he should be chayav misa. He says no, because ika siluk v'haktara, because you also have to take off the challah, and then you have to burn the bezichin. So it's not the end.
What's the end? Even though it's a week later.
Right. The end is the haktara later of the bezichin at the end. So someone who's marked the haktara, that's included in misa. That was listed. Haktara is one of the things that is listed. So we'll go with the bread. So how about this? Okay, zar. I'm going to finish early. Zar should see there as. Not my fault today. He came after. Okay. Zar should see there as a menorah. The Gemara is not hard. It's not difficult. So Zar should see there as a menorah. So you have a non Kohen or a Zar who's Masar the menorah. He puts together the menorah. So he should be Chayim Misa, right? He should be Chayim Misa. Why? Because he's finishing the Avoda. It's inside the Kodesh and he's finishing the Avoda.
Zar
can light the menorah. Zar can do shechita.
Zar can do something in the menorah. I thought
we had
that.
You don't
remember
that. Zar can do something with the
menorah.
I don't know. Right, instead of the menachem. Something like that, yeah. What does Rashi say?
It's possible for Zar.
He can't go in. Right, that's all the question. He says, Zar shesider. Oh, sorry, wrong one. Shesider samora, menorah. He says, Baboker. Maybe this is at the end. He said, what about the Boker at the day? Rashi says, Baboker, how you misalkin as haneiros shall zav min a menorah. You would take the neiros out of the menorah, liknach efron yafer, and then you would to clean it out, v'chozer v'kovin osabah, v'harei avodatama. That's a completion. So maybe you're talking about at night? I don't know. He's talking about cleaning it out during the day. So he says, if you clean out the oil, that's the end. He says, no, it's not the end, because ikanasinas pasila. Because you have to put the candles in, you have to put the wicks in. The Gemara says, fine. So the one who puts in the wicks, he should be chayev. So he says, Shanasa psili chayev should be chayev misa. He goes, no, because ikanasim nasim shemen. Yeah, you're coming up in a second. Ikanasim shemen, you have to put the oil in. Okay, fine. So the guy who puts in the oil should be chayev misa. So he goes, no, ikadlaka. You still have to light it later. Okay, fine. So the guy who lights it, hidlik should be chayev misa. The Gemara says, no, halakal avodahi. Hadlak is not avodah. Wait a second. So how does this work? So you have step one, step two, step three. Step four is not an avoda. So if step four is not an avoda, the final part of the avoda is step three. So it's one who does step three should be chayav misa.
Yeah. Why wouldn't it be that?
Hadlak has learned that it's not an avoda because it's just flames. It's never shayvul mamish.
But the purpose of the whole lighting the menorah was to that hadlak.
Okay, but it's still not. It's not defined as an avoda. Just because something's done in the base of Midrash doesn't mean it's an avoda.
No, but that's the whole point of
okay.
the menorah.
It's to be lit.
To be lit.
Not to light, but to be lit. Lighting is a hechi timsa for it to be lit.
I'm splitting hairs.
No, it's not. That's what I'm saying. Halacha is not an avoda. That the vote, it's not an avoda.
So what is the avoda exactly? Evolving the menorah.
So the avoda seems to be putting, cleaning it out, putting the wicks in, putting in the oil. But since it's not the last thing done on the menorah, it's not the completion. Even though the final step is not an avoda, that's what bothers me.
Well, that's counterintuitive. You think that the lighting would be a right. essential part of the avoda.
But that's not an avoda because Rashi, the Meiri says it's not an avoda because it's davar shei bo mamash. It's just fire. Fire is not a physical. It's in between physical and old whatever drushes about that. It's not physical. No, not at all. Okay. Not at all. It's not an avoda. It's not defined as an avoda.
Why? Because you lit a match or whatever.
Okay, that's not lighting the candles.
So that's not an avoda.
No. An avoda means doing an item in the thing. Let me ask you a question.
So
putting the meat on the shulchan, putting the meat on the tables to carve it up.
Right.
Is that an avoda?
No.
Okay. Why not?
Because avoda is not carved.
The avoda is the candles to be lit. The avoda is not a light in the menorah. That's the definition. It's not a menorah. Not a avoda.
So wait. So if you set up the menorah and you didn't light it,
right?
You're finished. Done.
You'd say what?
There
is a mitzvah for the menorah to be lit.
So
when you set up, is the menorah lit yet?
No.
So you're not done.
But if you stop before you light it,
if you shech the carbon and you don't split and you don't take out all the things and you don't take out all the things,
that's part of the carbon thing. Exactly.
But if you don't do it,
but that's exactly what I'm saying.
Exactly. But it's still not an avoda. I'm saying you that part's still not an avoda. It's a hechi timsa to get to the place. Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. It's the hechi timsa to get there. Okay. The mitzvah is for the candle to be lit. My question, Zmiri's question, is that wait a second. You have step one, step two, step three, and then step four. Step four is not an avoda. So what's the final step?
Three.
So hakmi achayv misa on step three. That's the question.
So you need step one, two, and two.
Okay, but step three is the final step.
Final step.
That's avoda's tamid. So you should be chayv misa for that last part. Okay.
But if you stop there, right? It doesn't get lit. Have you done anything to do?
If
you stop at step three.
Well, that's his question.
But I said, so you haven't done anything. So how do you say you're chayav misa?
Yeah, but the following step is not an avoda. So it's the last step that's considered an avoda. Yeah, so the Miri's answer likes you. He says, because in a chanami, but you haven't reached the completion yet. Just because the completion is not defined as an avoda doesn't mean you're done. The final step is for the menorah to be lit. And as of now, the menorah is not lit.
We're making brachas on the lighting of the thing.
Okay, so
we're making brachas on the preparation of the thing.
And okay.
It seems like the essence in the house is making like the base of Megdash. It seems like, what's the mitzvah?
Well, you made a big jump over there. All the halachas of the house are the same. They say. I know. I'll give you two ways to mess it up. Number one, we have eight instead of seven. Number two.
No, it can't be exactly right.
Right.
It can't be like the
carbon paste.
Right.
We'd lay it but after at night. I mean, it's different. There are differences.
Why? It wasn't night.
Not after. Not later. We don't have to. We don't have a mitzvah of cleaning it. Yeah, there's some things that's similar, some things that's not similar.
Right.
It's great for drushas, but some things that's similar. Rabbi Rosner has a whole shiur about it, but there are lists that are. It's similar. It's similar. It doesn't necessarily mean it's exactly the same.
I don't know.
Most brachas are the rabbanon. So the rabbanon make a takana for a hadik ner shall base a mirish. I don't know.
So when Hashem comforted Aaron and said, even though you don't have dedication,
right.
Event, you're going to have the light of the menorah.
Right.
He means not the lighting. He means the preparation.
He didn't have the mitzvah of doing the menorah, but it does. Just because something is a mitzvah doesn't mean it's an avoda. Avoda is defined as other things. It's not an avoda. Shechita is not an avoda. So hadlock is not an avoda either.
Is.
What? All right. So some things are defined as avoda, some things are not. Who are you to determine what's an avoda or not? The Torah tells us what's an avoda. Avoda is a definition. It's like you have a contract. You have defined terms.
Michael,
and only those defined terms equal that definition. Hadlaka is not in that defined term. I don't understand what the problem is.
It's a big problem. For me, anyway, when it comes to carbon,
right.
All right, the preparation for the carbon, the final result is the burning daktar of the carbon.
Right.
The cutting up and all this kind of thing. I could see that as being an argument of isn't an avoda, we say it's not.
Yeah.
But that Torah definitely is. The final
wrong, step. The Zerika is. The Zerika is the final step.
Okay.
It's not. It's not your definitions. It's how the Torah is defining it. You can make a contract where you define person as a limited liability company. Well, it's not a person. Maybe it's called Scalia. It is, but it's not. It's not a person. But it's that's the definition, right? That's from Menachem. That's a definition. But that's a definition. It's whatever you define as. Okay. So the Gemara says below is hadlaka nakatsin avoda. Now we're talking. But now go to your side. Is below is hadlaka nakatsin avoda. Vatanya. We have the following brisa. The brisa says, quoting the pasuk, v'nasnu bnei Aaron haKohen ish al hamizbeach. Right. The bnei Aaron have to put the fire on the mizbeach. V'orchu etzim al eish. And they have to set up the pyres. Right. Limed al hatzaslas alisa. Shalotia el b'kohen kosher. Pasuk says clearly that setting up these fires and kindling the chips should be done by a kohen. If it's that the definition is that it has to be done by a kohen, it's an avoda. So this is an avoda. Just setting up the chips, it has to be done with a kohen kosher or emikli sharets. So my answer is fine. Hatzatzas ilisa, setting up kindling your chips, that's defined as an avoda. But hadlaka lav avoda hi. That's not considered an avoda. It's not considered an avoda, right? Rashi says. It says Hatzasas ilso ubiklisharas shehilovish bidekohona arba im kohen hejot im kohen shmona sharei nemarkan hakohanim. It says here the kohanim v'kol makom shenemar b'nei Aaron kohanim bikunam mashal bidekohonas. That's why they have to be in their big dekuna. But it doesn't say that by the menorah, so it's not defined. So Gemara says fine. We just said before that zrikas hadam yuchayev misa if a zar does it because it's an avodas tama, because it's the last avoda done by the blood and all the other avodas. Done by the all the other. Not saying a czar can do like the menorah. Just saying it's not an avoda to be chayit misa. Okay. Right, but he says these other cases. Now we said that the zrika is chayit misa, but the other blood avodos are not chayit misa. And the final step is haktara is chayit misa. So Gemara says elameyata czar shesider es hamaracha. All right, the czar. Let's say a czar sets up the wood on the mizbeach. He should be Mechayev. He should be Mechayev Misa. Because even though you have... It's for the Eitzei Maracha, for those, it's the last thing. You're in a Chanami, you now have to do something on it. But regarding this wood itself, that's the last item. So you should be Mechayev Misa for doing that. So Gemara says, Ikasidu Shinigurisi, Igizre Eitzim. No, you have to put these other two Gizre Eitzim on top. So Gemara says, okay, Sidu Gizre Eitzim. Sidu Shne Gizarim L'chayim Misa. There's no Ikasidu Yivarim. Because then you have to place the, it's not the last thing done with the wood, because then you have to place the actual Yivarim of the Korban Tamin onto the fire. Okay. Amar Rav Asi, but didn't Rav Asi say, Amar Rav Yochanan, Zar Shesidu Shne Gizre Eitzim. If a Zar did prepare the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim for the Korban Tamid, he would be Chayef. He'd be Chayef Misa. So Gemara answers, difficult answer. He says, Baha Pligi. No, it's not. It's a machlokas. Mar Sav Ravot Tamihi, you Mar Sav Ravot Tamihi. Because it depends on how they define the Sidur Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. Do you define that as an Avodah Tamah, or do you not define it as an Avodah Tamah? If you define it as an Avodah Tamah, then you're Chayef Misa. If you don't define it as an Avodah Tamah, you're not Chayef Misa. What's the machlokas? Matzis? And what's that machlokas? Right, look at Rashi. Rashi says,
Right, exactly. So Rabbi Yochanan and Sava Sidur Shnei Gizirim Avodah Tamehi.
He says it's a completion. Shesidur Marechas Eitzim Tama VeGomeres Hiba. Because dealing with the wood, that's the end. VeSidur HaEvarim Tchila Sidur Achiru. But putting the limbs, that's something else. This is the avoda with the wood, and this is the avoda with the Evarim. But Rav Sava Lalo Tama the same Sidur Echad. He says no. He has a more expansive definition of what's going on. It's called being misadir the Eivarim. In order to be misadir the Eivarim, you have to put the wood on, you do this on, the last step is the limbs. According to Rabbi Yochanan, no, there's misadir the wood, and then there's misadir the Eivarim. So it just depends how you break it down, how you define it. Okay. So now the Gemara says...
Correct. The complete avoda.
The final step. Okay. Yeah, so we had a machlokas between Rav and Levi, as to whether or not Yuchayev, as the Tzar does Trumas Hadeshen, Yuchayev Misa, the Tzar Chayev Misa, because Levi says, Rav says no, it's the only thing that everyone agrees about the Tama, but the question is whether or not a removal from the Mizbeach is a Chayev also. Rav says no, only putting on the Mizbeach, and Levi says the qualification of removal only applies inside, but outside, even removal, you be Chayev Misa. So Tanakh Kavasi de Rav, and Tanakh Kavasi de Levi. We have a Brais that supports the Shita of Rav, and we have a Brais that supports the Shita of Levi. Tanakh Kavasi de Rav as follows. Avodos Shazar Chayiv Malei Misa. These are the Avodos that Zar is Chayiv Misa for. Number one is Rikas Adam. Bein Lifnim, Bein Lifnai Lifnim. Whether it's in the Heichal or in the Kotche Kotchim, and I guess Kavach Omer if it's outside, right? Ve Maze B'chatas Of. If someone sprinkles the chatas, the blood of the chatas Of. Ve Hamimatzeh, the Hamaktir Ba'olos Ha'Of. And also somebody who, I guess, who squeezes the blood out of the Olos Ha'Of, right? And if you're Maktir, the actual Ol itself, right? Because those are final stages. Those are final steps. Oh, wait, one second. Isn't there another Avodah? No, Malika is the same thing as Shrita. It's not the same. Shrita is the same thing. Yeah, it has to be done by Kohen, but it's not Chayav Misa if Azar does it. Remember, there are three categories.
Yeah, yeah,
Azar can do it, Azar can't, but it's no Chayav Misa. Azar does it, it's a Chayav Misa. So it's not in the list, so therefore Azar can't do it, but it's not Chayav Misa. My question was, and Tosi Shonim asked the question, he says, what about if you're Mimatzeh the Chatas Ha'of? That may not be Ma'akim. Okay, so the Menasech Shlosh Lugamayim, and if someone also who has to pour out three lugim of the mayim on sukkah, so you say nisach mayim, but only if you do the shear of shloshalugin yayin. Okay, but the brisa does not list trumas hadeshen. That's a support for Rav. It doesn't list trumas hadeshen. Tanakavasa de Levi. Now we have a brisa supports Levi, which is obviously going to list trumas hadeshen. Tanakavasa de Levi. These are the avodos shazar chayv aleihem misa hameirim es hadeshen. Okay, there you have it. Taking the hadeshen off, you chayv misa. Ve'sheva hazos shabipnim, and the seven sprinklings of blood inside, and Tosfos Yom says the kol shekein zrika, and kol shekein a regular zrika, so you have the zrika, and ve'sheva mitzora, and also the sprinkling of the oil that's done for the mitzora, ve'hama'ale al gabei hamizbeach, and also if you put something on the mizbeach for it to be burnt, bein davar kosher, something that's supposed to be burnt there, ve'chein davar pasul, and even if something's pasul, so I guess. But what's the davar pasul that you put on the mizbeach? Rashi says, third line, davar pasul, b'harnach psulin shepsulam b'kodesh, that became pasul in kodesh. There the halacha is, nim'alu lo yerdu. If they went up, you don't take them down, v'shem hachi chashivah haktara. So since it doesn't come off, if you put it on, that's considered haktara. If something was pasul from beforehand you put it on, that comes off, that's not considered haktara. Okay, so you see, he has a raya, each of them has a raya, their shita from a brisa. I know, you go through all these questions, it's close in the prices. That's all it is. They're different sources.
Before, but the fact that he's in the Kodesh, he's not waiting for that.
So we have to deal with each one, each case individually as to how he got there. So one case could be, if you say that Azar also includes Apostle Kohen. So maybe the Kohen became Apostle when he was there already. And therefore he's not Chayav Misa for being there.
Most about being in the Kodesh, correct? Or not? Or most of these cases about being in...
Right, but he could be there. Maybe he's standing outside or doing something. You have to find your kimta, the metzias of why he's not chayav misa. There's no chayav misa. I don't think. I'm not sure. I don't think there's a chayav misa if a czar is in the
Kodesh,
right. It's in the ulam.
No, before
the ulam. Mizbeach is before. Mizbeach is in the heichal. That's still machlek huna. You still can't go there.
Okay,
but I don't know if there's
Kodesh only in the ulam.
Right, in the Kodesh Kodeshim is beyond it.
Right, so that's Machanik,
if you break it based on but the Israel still can't be there. I don't know. Okay, let's go a little further. Let's just do a couple more.
Going back to the only one that the Rebath of Carbon became the one
that
was there.
Who?
Israel.
Right.
Not going.
Right.
What does that mean?
You're saying that a coin can't go in, that a non-coin can't go into where the mizbeach is because it's machlevia.
Yeah, machlevia, okay.
Machlevia, alright. So if you can't go in there, how do you bring a carbon? You don't go near the carbon?
No, the coin does it.
The coin takes it and goes
right.
Away with it?
The coin does it. You pay for it, the coin does it.
Stay there.
If you had to do smicha, the smicha was done by the gates.
Yeah, it's outside.
Right, but that's where you are. But the coin does it. Right, so the Gemara says, right, we talked about that there were four, go back to the Mishnah now. Finish this, back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah talked about the paisos, about the lotteries. So the Gemara asks, lama mefaisin, why do we do the pius? So the Gemara says, lama mefaisin, why are we having the lotteries? Kid Amron, the Mishnah said, that the Chachamim made a takana because they saw that there was coming to be a sakana because they were running up to the Mizbeach and they were shoving each other off and breaking each other's legs. And then they were stabbing each other and they were worried about the knife as opposed to worrying about killing anybody. So, which is whatever, right? You know, they were very machmir. It's no problem. You can throw rocks at people, but you can't, but as long as you keep Shabbos. So Ella... 100% not. So Ella...
I should have been yesterday.
Ella, so the Gemara says, what does it mean, Lama Mephaisin? Lama Mephaisin, the Chosin Mephaisin. Why do you have to do four separate lotteries? They're all standing there in the beginning. Do a four, one shot. Right? Do the take four and the Powerball. Do it all in one game, in one thing. Why do you have to do it? Keep coming back. So Gemara says, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Kedei Lahargish Kol Ha'azara. They know that the entire Azara can hear. It's basically, it's like a Baruch Am Hadras Mela thing. They keep gathering people, keep getting people excited, they keep coming to do things. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Asher Yachdav, whether you're together, Namtik Sod Beis Elokim Nalech Biragish, and then we'll go with Regish, we'll go with noise. The idea is that to do everything Rashi says, Lahargish, Lahashmiya Kol Hamon Am Rav Kamfamim, to hear the voice of the Hamon Am many times. So cover the Melech. It's a cover for the king when everyone comes to gather. Shenemar Beis Elokim. That's the conclusion. The idea is that to do it multiple times, it's covered for the Beis HaMikdash. What?
Get
everyone excited. I'm learning. It's a covered for the Beis HaMikdash. Everyone comes together. Berov Am. Everyone comes together to do things. That's a covered for the Beis HaMikdash.
Not the Israel.
Israelim are not part of the lottery. Only the Kohanim are part of the lottery.
So the Kohanim are there one day, like twice a year.
Okay. And every day you do them? Every day you do?
They're there only, what, 2 weeks a year or something?
They're there for 2 weeks and they're breaking down and then each group is one day in those 2 weeks. No, it's Barov Am. To have everybody gather together at all the different points of the day creates an excitement for the Beis HaMikdash. That's covered. Okay, let's stop here.